The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
And but then we welcome you to Atchison High School, where tonight high school basketball on K-Radio is Atchison is hosting Labette County. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering and doing all the hard work in the studio. Tom Couch with you here courtside, and we have just gotten underway in the ladies' game. Atchison leading it 3-0 on an Antio Snotty three-point shot just a moment ago. Lady Red back down the court, or Lady Red. The Phoenix back down the court, and as the shot goes up, we're going to have another foul. We are moments into the ball game, and we've already had the second foul of the game committed by Labette County. This one's going to be on Ridley Lynn. So Ridley's going to pick up her first foul, and the free throw for Atchison rolls around, and it's going to fall in. It'll be the first point of the evening for Atchison's Taira Howard. For Atchison, Antio Snotty and Taira Howard. You're going to have Ariana Boldridge, Samara Downing, and Presley Simpson. Second free throw, no good. Rebound to go back down. Lady Grizz back up with the ball. It's going to be stolen by Atchison. Drive it down the left side. It's going to be Snotty. She takes it down the left side of the lane, bumps it back out on top to Boldridge. Ariana will travel with the basketball. Labette County starters, Caitlin O'Brien and Nava Jones, Audrey Dewey, Shelby Wilson, and Ridley Lynn Cern. The ball comes back in play. Labette County coming up the court with it. Labette County, I'm telling you what, that had to be a tough bus ride. Baseline jump shot, three. Good from deep to the left side. Nava Jones will make it a one-point game. It is, or two-point game. It is 5-3. Cross over to the left side. The shot from underneath is up, and we're going to have another foul. Atchison leading at 5-3. This is going to be a foul on Labette County's Nava Jones. It'll be her first team foul. Three. Atchison has not committed a foul yet. Free throw at the line. The shot is up and perfect. One more shot coming up here for Taira Howard. She'll eye it and rattles that one home as well. It is 7-3. Atchison with the early lead, and now as the ball's coming up the court, we're going to get a jump ball called, and possession arrow is going to go back to Labette County. Labette County in Altamont, Kansas, which is just south of Parsons, probably 10, 12 miles from the Oklahoma border, a 3-hour and 17-minute automobile ride to Atchison. Labette County with a basketball in the backcourt. They'll try to bring it up the floor, and we're going to have a collision, and Presley Simpson is going to pick up a foul in the effort to steal the basketball. It'll be Presley picking up her first, and it'll be team foul one by the Phoenix. 5:54 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 7-3 Atchison lead. And here comes Labette County. Kind of interesting, both of these teams sport the same team colors. They are red and gold. Labette County in the traveling black uniforms with red and gold lettering and trim. Atchison, white uniforms with red and gold lettering and trim. And the Labette County Road uniform looks very much like the Atchison Road uniform. Up court with it come the Phoenix. Running shot is off the mark. Snoddy will put a little too much on it. It goes across and above the rim to the other side. And a rebound is going to be hauled down, and then a jump ball called position arrow. It's going to Atchison. So the Phoenix will be putting the ball in play down to their baseline. 5:25 to go in the opening quarter. It's a 7-3 ball game. It'll be Antille Snoddy doing the inbound work. Antille looks it off on top, looks, oh, comes into the back door. And there's an easy, easy layup for Samara Downing. Samara has her first points of the game, and Atchison stretches its early lead now to 9-3. The long pass into the forecourt, taken down the right side by Wilson. And we're going to have a timeout, Labette. Let's do it, Joseph. Taking the first timeout of the ballgame. Coming here at 5:13 to go in the opening quarter. It is the Atchison Phoenix 9, Labette County Lady Grizzlies 3.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
As we return, Labette County putting the ball in play. It's going to be slapped and knocked out away by Presley Simpson. Back it will come again to the Grizzlies. Just over 5 minutes ago in the opening quarter, 9-3. Atchison getting a lot of points on the board in the early going, and now we're going to see the Phoenix settle into the 2-3 zone. Labette working the outside a little bit. Coming off on top, it's going to be O'Brien. Caton takes it all the way to near center circle, swings it over to the left side, down to the baseline, now left side of the lane on the floor, two times, three times, takes it off the right side, running shot is going to be up and good. Nicely done in the middle. Coming off the bench, that is Landry O'Brien, and her first points of the game make it 9-5. Back down with it will come Atchison. Phoenix will dump it over to the right side, Ariana Boldridge, back off on top to Antille Snoddy. Antille works around to the right side, a little crossover dribble, accelerates to the right edge, pulls up about a 13-footer with the left hand, it's up and no good, offensive rebound, cleared away, kicking it out, it's going to be stolen away. Down the court, it's a 2-on-2 break, driving all the way, little reverse layup, it's going to be off the mark, and a rebound, and on the rebound, there's going to be a foul called. A foul on Labette County. It will be their fourth team foul already. We're not even halfway through the opening quarter. It's going to be foul number one on Allie Martin. So Labette County has gone to the bench already. Made a handful of substitutions, and now the ball is on the floor. And a jump ball called position arrow will go to the Grizzlies. 3:54 to go in the opening quarter. And again, more players rotating in and out of the ball game for Labette County. 3:54 to play in the first. Bob passes up the floor. No room there. Brings it back out to the top. They'll dump it back over to the left side. The kick to the right. The 13-foot jumper is up and good. The bucket is in for Shelby Wilson. Her first point of the game. And the Atchison lead now is trimmed to a possession at 9-7. From the baseline left, the shot goes up by Snoddy. No. Followed up and in by Tyra Howard. Tahira having a great opening quarter. And Atchison back up by 4 at 11-7. The ball all the way down to the baseline is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Samara Downing getting the last hand on it. Back up's going to come in to the Grizzlies down to their offensive baseline. Nice little crowd here tonight. Not a big crowd, a little crowd. Here's a jumper from the right side. It's up off the baseline. No good. Atchison will board it down. Boldridge will clear it away and up the floor of the basketball, Presley Simpson. Preston will cross over, take it at the top, dump it out behind her to Snoddy. Antille rolls it over to the right side. Boulder to launch a three, a little too strong, and rebound saved away by Atchison. Preston will work her way over to the left edge. Brings it back off top side. Right now we're just seeing Atchison trying to be real patient with the basketball. Here's a shot from underneath. It's going to be up and good. Presley Simpson picking up her first 2 points of the game. High school basketball on a Friday night in February. How's it get any better? Happy to have you with us here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Presley Simpson coming up with a rebound. The baseball pass to the other end is well off the mark. It's going to be stolen back by Labette. Here comes the Grizzlies. They'll run down the right side, drive into the lane, put up a running shot. No foul, no bucket. And back the other way, Atchison. Snotty will come down the right side, dump it over to the left. Nice movement of the ball, and the finish is good. A lot of times you get moving that fast, it's hard to close it, but Ariana Boldridge gets her first 2 points, and every starter for Atchison is already on the board. With 2 minutes to go in the first, it is now 15-7 Atchison. Here's a falling away shot on the right side, and a Phoenix foul. Maji Stoes is coming into the game for Atchison, and it's going to be their first substitution here tonight. So Stoves is in. Minute 57 to go. Here in the very first quarter. And the officials taking a whole lot of time getting everything ironed out here. And now there's an issue with one of the Atchison's players. And I think maybe it's long dangling earrings that are an issue. So they're going to not have that happen. It's going to be Labette basketball over to the right side, cutting into the lane. The shot goes up and the traveling call. So Labette's going to turn it over. A minute 50 to go in the opening quarter. Seen a lot of up and down, seen quite a few points already on the board. Up floor of the basketball, very patiently comes Antiel Snotty. Puts it out on top to Presley. Simpson thinking about the three, then doesn't. Kicks it up to the top of the key. Samara has it. Back out on top it goes. Atchison patiently with a minute and a half to play in the opening quarter. They've got an 8-point lead. 15-7. Now backing away with the basketball is going to be Simpson, and we're going to get a timeout. Atchison and Coach Rebant. Let's take a break with them. What do you say, Joseph? Down to a minute 20 to go in the opening quarter of the girls' game. We got the guys' game still coming up. It is Atchison 7, Labette County, or Atchison 15, Labette County 7.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
As we come back, Atchison putting them on the plane. Presley Simpson will drive the right side, putting it up and in. It is a 17-7. Atchison lead with a minute to go in the opening quarter. Long cross-court pass over to the left side. Holding it high above her head is going to be Audrey Dewey. Dewey will bring it off on top. Nava Jones. Skip pass to the left block. Into the lane it goes. They'll kick it back over to the outside. Here's a long two. It's up no good. Rebound, Atchison. And we're going to have another whistle. And this is going to be a foul on the Phoenix. I believe it's going to be on Stoves. No, it's going to be on Samara Downing. So Samara will pick up her first personal foul. It'll be Atchison team foul three. Labette will bring it in again. They'll go for three once more, draining it from deep in the right corner. Three-point shot, Caden O'Brien, 17-10. We're down to the half-a-minute mark. Top side with the basketball. Atchison backing away. Dumps it back off on top. Holly Banks in the game now. 20 seconds left in the first. Here's Antio Snotty. Left-hand jump shot is off the front left of the rim and no good. Rebound tipped out. Atchison with 16. Plenty of time. Here's a rush shot, and it's going to go off the window and score it. That shot was put up in a hurry by Stoves, but she's able to knock it down. It is now 19-10. and they're going to have to hurry to get the last shot off here in the opening quarter. Pass that on top for 3 seconds. Kick outside. The three at the buzzer off the mark, and that is the end of the first quarter. We got a timeout on the court. 1 quarter done in the ladies' game. It is Atchison 19, Labette County 10.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Happy to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas. Tonight, Margamount Academy is on the road. They are up in Horton, where the Ravens are being hosted by the Chargers. Should we give you a prize to some of those scores going on in Horton? We also got Valley Falls JCN tonight, another Northeast Kansas League game. Atchison, the Phoenix coming into the game tonight, 9-8. Labette County at 7-10. Here's Banks from the left side for two. Puts it in. Let me check that. Was that Banks? No. Yeah, that was Holly Banks, her first points of the game. 21-10, Atchison. Now, Snotty with the steal. She will drive, move, shoot, and score. And deals Snotty up to 5 points now. 23-10, Atchison opening up a big lead early in the second quarter. Here's a feed into the free throw line. The dish over to the left. The three-point shot drained, waving off the shot. There was a timeout taken by Labette County before the shot was taken. Bill Self knows exactly how that feels. We're taking a break at 7:27 to go in the half. It is Atchison 23, Labette County 10.
Choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
With you here in the Atchison High School Gymnasium. Good to have you along, 7:25-24. Rolling along here in the second quarter. Girls High School Basketball, Labette County making the long road trip. And then we're going to have a foul by Atchison on the defensive side. Whistle is going to be, I think, on Zayana Seymour. So Zayana will have her first foul of the game, and Atchison will now have four team fouls. So team fouls are even up at four apiece. 7-11 to go in the half. Labette over to the left block. The dish on top. The three is launched. That one is going to be wide to the left side. Labette will come up with the rebound. And again, push it back to the outside. Atchison staying in the zone. And we're going to get a travel. Yeah. As the ball handler was cutting across the lane from left to right, right about the free throw line depth and putting up a bit of a running shot, but going to be waved off for the traveling violation, and Atchison puts it in play from the backcourt. Inside 7 to go in the half now. Snotty will bring it up the floor, dumps it back out on top behind her, takes it there to Seymour. Seymour back to Snotty, works right, little look away pass to the free throw line, handled by Howard. Bodies on the floor, no foul, jump shot left side is up too strong. Rebounding it down, Grizzlies, and an Atchison foul. Ball boarded down by Shelby Wilson. The Wilson foul in the backcourt, and I think maybe the second foul on Zayon. It will be her second and Atchison's fifth. Guys, game still coming up here this evening. Atchison and Labette County. Here's a shot from the top for three. No rebound. Saved underneath by the Grizz. And we're going to get another Atchison foul. I suspect this one is going to be on Stoves. Not in my normal seat here at the Atchison High School Gymnasium. In fact, tonight, with no room in the inn, I'm across the way from the scorer's table at the top of the stands in the midst of the AHS faithful. And the ball is going to be tied up in the middle. We're going to get a jump ball call. Possession arrow. Back it'll go to Labette County. Into the game four, the Grizz going to be Addison Rexworth. 6:11 to go. First half. Labette has shown us a lot of depth of bench. They've played, I think, most of the players who have come along here today. Here's the pass out of top. Going to be batted away. Stolen. Here's Atchison. Fast break. Other end. Shot up and in and out. No. Rebound Grizzly. Here comes Labette County with 5:55 to go in the opening half. Weaving her way into the forecourt, taking it down the floor. It's going to be O'Brien. And it's going to be stolen away from her by Antil Snoddy. Snoddy's going to take it back the other way. Atchison going from left to right across your dial in this first half. The pass underneath, batted free and stolen back by Labette County. A lot more energy here as this game has gone on. Way out on top with it. The three, airborne too strong. The offensive putback is up and in. So Labette County with a couple of points on that putback shot. Going to give that one to Addison. 5:10 to go. And here's a shot for the baseline left. It's going to be up and good. And a bucket by Samara Downing. And we've got 5 minutes to play. It is now 25-12, Atchison in front. Skip pass into the lane. On the floor one time. Putting it up in traffic. It rolls off no good. Presley Simpson with a good strong rebound. Gets it away to Antiel. Snoddy runs down court. Bounce pass left side. Downing good. Samara Downing. That was a nice bounce pass across the lane. Give the assist to Snoddy, the bucket to Downing. Atchison is now stretched to a 27-12 lead at 4.5 to play. Again, way up top side of the basketball. Sliding over to the right side is going to be Caitlin O'Brien. She'll have the ball knocked away, and it's going to go out of bounds. And we're going to get an offensive foul in the scrum for the ball. The foul is going to be on Shelby Wilson. Going to be her first. Atchison with 16 fouls, Labette County with 5. And we're at 4:20 to go in the opening half. It'll be Atchison basketball being put in play from deep in the backcourt. Putting it in play is going to be Snoddy. Bringing it up the court is going to be Presley Simpson. Presley will cross at the center. Dump it over to the right side to Ariana. Boldridge, entry pass down to the baseline left. It's going to be too strong, but Snoddy's able to track that thing down in the corner. Feeds into the lane, and then she's going to travel with the basketball. It's going to come back to Labette. 4:08 to go in the first half. These two teams in Class 4A in the state of Kansas in the east side. The feed comes out of top. It's going to be knocked away. Here comes Antiel driving down the court. The defender follows her and does not commit the silly foul. Snoddy lays it up and in, and she's got 7. 29-12 Atchison with 3:40 to play in the first half. And as the ball comes to the free throw line, Labette County calling for a travel. And the 4A East Side Substate right now, Wamego is on top at 17-1, followed by Independence, Fort Scott, Parsons, Lewisburg, Baldwin, Hayden, Ottawa, Shawnee Missions, Bishop Miege, and then Atchison. The shot goes up by Atchison, missing. Rebound Labette County. Here comes O'Brien. She will drive in, shot blocked away, knocked out of bounds. So Atchison is in the 10th spot, and Labette County is in the 11th spot in 4A East on the girls' side. So you would expect this to be a pretty evenly matched kind of a game, but right now, Atchison certainly have the best of it with a huge lead, 29-12. 3:15 to go in the first half. But that with the ball on the right side, starts to drive in, dumps it back over deep into the right corner. Now the cross court pass above the 3-point arc, starting to drive in, no room, and the pass is going to be lobbed into the Atchison bench in a grisly turnover. 3:06 to go, first half. We've got Benedictine basketball tomorrow on Key Radio, the Ravens in Canton, Missouri. Final regular season game. Here's a shot up off the window and good for two. Knocking it down, Antiel Snoddy. 6 in the quarter, 9 now in the game. Here's a 3 on the other end. Perfect from way outside. O'Brien, her second 3. 32-15. And we get a timeout? Yes, we do. Let's do it. We're taking a break. Joseph, 2:44 to go in the half of the ladies' game. It is Atchison 31, Labette County 15.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Still plenty of room in the stands if you're looking for an event to attend this evening at the Atchison High School Gymnasium. 2:44 to go in the opening half of the girls' game. It is a 31-15 Atchison lead. And coming out of the timeout, it belongs to the Phoenix. Here is Presley Simpson. She walks it up, brings it down the left side, right in front of the scorer's table. Goes down, looking on top, gets it there to Ariana. And Boldridge defended closely by Audrey Dewey. We'll turn it over. They're going to call a travel. A lot of that kind of turnover, a lot of that kind of call tonight. Traveling violations and such mechanical issues. Here's a running shot missing and rebound pulled down by Samara. Downing pulls down the board. Preston Simpson bringing it up the floor. 2:15 left in the half. Preston's going to square for 3. Got it! Round and round it goes and falls in. Presley has 7. Atchison goes up 34-15. They're going to give Presley a 2 for that shot. 2. And here's the shot underneath. It's up and good. And that is a 3. 34-18. Atchison. Simpson goes right side. Puts up the runner. Won't get it fall in. And rebounding it back down is going to be Labette County. And on the other end, Atchison steals it. Labette steals it back. And before Labette steals it back, Atchison's called for a travel, so it's going to come back again to Labette County. Again, mechanical issues have been a real nemesis for both of these teams. And you would think, you look at that score, you say 34 points with a minute 40 to go in the half. When you're on a near 80-point count, and they're turning it over like that, well, they kind of are. Entering the game, Atchison's going to bring in a couple of new faces. We'll find a program from a few games ago because we don't print programs at Atchison. So I think I've saved one from when I was at Highland Park a couple of days ago where they do have some printed programs. Into the game for Atchison is going to be the freshman, Kayla Downing. So Kayla in the game. A minute 20 to go in the first half. Labette with the ball. Here's a running shot from the right side, far too strong. And a rebound is going to be tipped around. Presley Simpson will recover it. And Atchison into the forecourt with a minute to go. Down to the left side. Little hook pass into the lane. They're running shot. Too flat. Rebound. Labette had it. Lost it. It's out of bounds. Atchison will get it back in. 56 seconds before intermission. Looking. Trying to get it brought in is going to be Antiel Snoddy. So bring her onto the right side to Kayla. Off on top, Kira Duncan is now in. Here's Snoddy. A lot of freshmen out there. Running jump shot up too short. Rebound Atchison. And on the rebound, we will have an elbow thrown, and it's going to be a foul by the Phoenix. Coach Rebant protests. But to no avail. 9 seconds to go in the half. Haven't decided against whom the foul is called. They have not. The scorer's table is asking who commits that infraction. And I'll admit to being a little curious about that myself. 9 seconds left. The score table is going to get their instruction. I haven't seen it yet. The drive into the lane, the hook shot rolls around and in and good for Audrey Dewey. So if she gets the bucket, and we've never learned who that other foul was on, if she gets that bucket, it'll be an opportunity at a three-point play, as it's going to be the first foul of the game for Atchison's Kayla Downing. The free throw is in. 34-21. Quickly, here come the Phoenix with 3 seconds, 2 seconds. The feed down to the baseline is going to be batted away, and that will take us to halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. Ladies game at intermission. Atchison, 34, Labette County, 21.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Back with you here in Atchison High School Gymnasium. The guys' teams are out of the court going through some warm-ups. Their game coming up next. A quick recap of the opening half scoring for Labette County. Caitlin O'Brien with a half a dozen, as does Audrey Dewey, leads the way for the Grizzlies. For Atchison, it's 9 for Antille Snoddy, 6 each for 3 other players. That said, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Second half of the girls' game coming up, and then it'll be the guys' turn. But right now, with the intermission score, Atchison 34, Labette County's Lady Grizzlies 21. Back we go to Joseph in the CARE Sports Studio for a fantastic Friday halftime.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Do you know know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7, where we're bringing you the Atchison High versus Labette County series of games. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside for the girls' game continuation in just a moment. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action on tap for you. The Ravens are on the road at Culver Stockton. Tune in at 2 p.m. for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. Tuesday brings us back to high school basketball as we'll have ACCHS on the road at JCN. 6 o'clock is the scheduled tip time for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports. Daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Taking a look around the area in girls basketball, we have a few scores to report to you. At the half, Sabetha is leading Holton 22-11 in the girls game. The Hiawatha Redhawks are trailing the Royal Valley Panthers 17-13. And coming down to 27 seconds left in the first quarter, it is the Jackson Heights Cobras at 27 points to McClouth Lady Bulldogs 9. We'll be returning in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Clear skies tonight with a low of 27. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 50. Tomorrow, cloudy. Lows around 30 tomorrow night. Low 50s Sunday, turning warmer on Monday with highs in the mid-50s. Once again, low of 27 tonight, a high of 50 tomorrow.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. We're currently sitting at 39.2 degrees Fahrenheit up on the Boys and Girls Club campus in North Atchison. The winds are out of the southwest at 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity is sitting at 50%. Barometric pressure is currently holding steady at 30.26 inches of mercury, dew point 22 degrees Fahrenheit, and our feels like temperature out there is 39. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's in Atchison. Since 1867, Blair Feeds has been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in 10 lots. Blair's Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at 2nd Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
It's good to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas. Second half just getting underway, and we're half a minute in, and Teal Snotty's hit two buckets already here in the third quarter, pushing the Phoenix lead now to 38-21. Welcome back, everybody, and many thanks to Joseph, our producer, engineer, and halftime guru back at the station. As Labette County comes up the floor with the basketball, we're going to get a foul on AHS. It'll be their first foul of the second half and the first foul of the ball game by Antiel. The ball coming in for the Lady Grizzlies. Over to the left side in front of their bench. They'll drive it to the free throw line. Now kick it down to the baseline. This bounce pass across the lane is going to escape, get out of bounds. Going to come back into Labette County. Touch the last by Atchison. They'll put it in play down to the baseline. Lob it in above the block. Going into the lane. The shot is up deflected. Rebound cleared away by Atchison and Ariana Boldridge. She'll come bring it over to Presley and Simpson into the forecourt and drives it down top of the key, thinking about the running three. Instead, we'll go over to the right side. The turnaround shot from in the lane is going to be up and off the mark. And on the rebound, cleared down by Labette. Here they come. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Atchison in front, 38-21. Here's a long three. Yeah! What a shot from deep in the left wing by Kaitlyn O'Brien. It is her third three. She's had one in each quarter. 38-24. 6:10 to go in the third. Simpson has the ball over on the right side. Looks toward the middle. No space there. Brings it back up on top. Howard back to Simpson. She'll launch the three. Won't get it. The rebound cleared down by Samara. And we will have a foul. The foul is going to be on Atchison. 5:58 to go in the third quarter, 38-24. Phoenix in front. It'll be the second foul tonight for Samara Downing. Atchison this time is going to drop back. They're going to set up their 2-3 zone defense. They're going to set it up down inside the three-point ring. Here's a three from the right side. It's going to be off a little bit. Rebound offensive board. Labette will save it. Bring it back off top side again. They overload the left side. Drive down the right side. Off the glass and good. Two more for Kayton O'Brien. She now has 11. 38-26. Labette County trying to battle back. Here's a three-point shot that is going to hit the backboard and then bounce way up high. Hit the support cable. And it will make a dead ball of it. And that will send it back to Labette County. Now, wait, we're going to have a foul on that same play? Okay, so what's going to take precedence? The official's coming over and explaining that the ball had hit the backboard or hit the back of the rim and went up, hit the support cable. The official underneath there had it completely wrong. He's over there calling a foul and coming up to the scores table. Now, that foul will be taken away because the ball, having hit that support, is immediately dead. Play is halted, and now the officials are going to confer out near the free throw line, and we're going to get it cleared up. Now, Coach Revant wants some explanation, but I think it's rather self-explanatory right here. 5:27 to go in the third quarter. It will be Labette basketball. Atchison leading by a dozen, 38-27. Grizzlies up the floor, dump it over to the right side. It's going to be Landry O'Brien. They'll push it back off on top. That's going to be Rex Winkle. The kick to the right. The three off the rim. No, and a nice rebound by Presley Simpson. Presley sweeps it down and brings it up the floor. A numbers high dribble. Top side is going to go to Snoddy. Inside 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Hatches in with the basketball and the good lead. Here's a feed into the lane. Back and in. There's no room. Comes back out on top to Snoddy. She'll start her way to the right side. Now just launched a three. It's off the back of the rim, and interior position allows the rebound to be cleared away by Labette County. Take it down by O'Brien. Down the court, running shot is going to be up. No good. A blocking foul. And two free throws coming up for the Grizzlies. 4 minutes and 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. At the free throw line for Labette County, it'll be Kayton O'Brien. Kayton already double-figure scoring. Her first shot is up and not going to go in. By the way, that is the second foul on Presley Simpson. If you're keeping your book at home, second free throw is perfect. That pushes the score to 38-27. Atchison in front, and again, 4:36 to go in the third quarter. Presley Simpson brings it down the floor, down the left side. She'll accelerate all the way down to the baseline, put the underhand shot on the way. It's no good. Rebound tipped out. Labette County coming down with the basketball, and they'll bring it very speedily up the court. Feed into the middle. The dish back out on top. The drive into the lane. The skip underneath. Oh, beautiful movement of the ball, and the easy two from up underneath. Belongs to Aubrey Boss. 38-29. Labette making some noise. Atchison doesn't like it. Coach Revant taking a timeout. We'll take a break here at 4:12 to go. We're in the third quarter of the girls' game. Atchison 38, Labette County 29.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
We're 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the third quarter of this girls' high school basketball game on CARE Radio. 38-29. Atchison in front. Phoenix have led throughout the game. They've had some substantial leads here tonight. Up by about 20 points a couple of times, but Lafayette County has battled back in the second half. And here comes Atchison with the basketball down the left side. Presley will run, shoot, and score with the left hand. Simpson has 8. 40-29. And then pressure on the inbound. It's going to be slapped out of bounds. Back, it's going to come again to Labette County. Atchison is going to quit dropping back into the zone defense. They're going to press all the way up the floor now. I think Labette County work a little harder on getting it into the forecourt. Cross-court pass is going to come to the right side, right near the 28-foot mark. Accelerating into the lane, calling away shot, and there's going to be another travel. Yeah. We've had so many traveling violations by these two teams this evening. 3:40 to go, third quarter. Simpson putting it in play, and Antiel Snoddy, the freshman, has come into this team and has just been really outstanding. Here's a three from the top, and it's good for Presley. Presley Simpson in double-figure scoring and makes it now a 43-29 lead. Labette County, a little off-balance shot, deflected, rebound, pulled down by Snoddy. She's coming up the court. It is a two-on-one break, and the defender did a tremendous job of getting a hand on the ball, rejecting it out of bounds beneath the goal. The Atchison transition does not culminate in points. They're going to be putting into play at their offensive end. 3:15 to go in the third quarter. It'll come in over to the left side for Atchison to Majai Stoves. Gets it to Presley. Simpson pass saved out on top by Samara Downing. Snoddy back with it. She'll go to the top of the key. Gets to Presley. Back Antiel. Free throw line now to Taira. 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Atchison showing real patience on this possession. And they are working against a player defense that's been pretty good. And now we're going to get a 3-second violation. So Atchison trying to work the ball into the middle, but getting a little too much time spent in the lane. 2:40 to go in the third. And Labette County back up court with it again. They trail by 14. Way up top side with it for Labette County. It's going to be Landry O'Brien. She'll drive in and put up the sweeping shot. Is good. O'Brien, 43-31, and 2:22 to go. Here's Presley. Another three. That one does not drop down. Labette County with a rebound. It's going to be taken away by Kinsey Boss. The feed underneath. Grizzly is back on top. Over to the top of the key. Little head shake. Feed down underneath. Another layup. This time missed. The follow's not missed. The first shot would not go down, but the putback went. And that is going to be Kinsey Boss's first point. And again, Labette battling hard. It's 43-33. And we've got 1:50 to go, third quarter. Antio Snoddy on the left side forces up a shot and a lot of traffic that doesn't go. Grizzlies with a rebound back up the floor. 1:40 to go in the third. 10-point ball game. The feed to the right side. Again, all alone underneath, and another layup and in for Aubrey Boss. And that is going to bring Coach Rebent to his feet and take another Phoenix timeout. Labette County has found something that's working, and they are working it. Timeout, Joseph, with a 1:34 to go in the third quarter of the girls' game. Atchison 43, Labette County 35.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The valueist menu, only at Taco John. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Labette County has outscored Atchison 14-9 in this third quarter, and they have cut the Phoenix lead to 8. Now the ball's going to be knocked away. Coming down the court, Labette County is going to be reached in on and slapped out of bounds. Atchison using its great speed, and Stoves was able to close from behind to get a hand in there. Knock the ball out of bounds. It'll come back into Labette County at their baseline, but they did not get the breakaway. Now the feed underneath. The shot is up, missing. The rebound is tapped out on top. Going to be saved by Labette. He'll drive it down. Dish underneath at the baseline. The kick back. The drive in, no room. Pass in the middle and a lot of traffic, and we're going to get a three-second call against Labette County. So Labette County a couple of times had worked a player open, and again, it gotten that backdoor play that Atchison is trying so hard to remove. But they were not able to capitalize on those opportunities, and we're down to a minute 4 to go in the third quarter. Phoenix with the basketball, leading it by 8. Here comes Antio Snoddy. Over to Presley Simpson. Atchison swings it back over to the right side. Here's a jump shot. Up, no good. Rebound, Labette. Riz is back up the floor. Coming to the top, weave it to the left side. The dish to the wing, back off on top. The kick back. The three is set sail and knocked down. Wow, Caden O'Brien, three more. 9 and a quarter, 15 in the game for Caden O'Brien. It is 43-38, a five-point game. The three by Presley. No. Rebound tipped out. Labette comes up with a basketball. We've got 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. Grizzlies with the ball out on top. We're getting a lot of action, and we're going to get the jump ball called. Atchison taking out some frustration on that basketball. I wasn't certain. Was there going to be a jump ball, or was there going to have been a foul called in the middle? It could have gone either way pretty easily. For the jump ball, Atchison will have 11 seconds to get a shot away, leading by 5. Presley Simpson into the forecourt with 8. Top of the key with 6. Antiel feeds to the free throw line. Presley to the left with 3. With 2. She'll let go of the long shot. Too strong. Rebounded down as the buzzer sounds. We're going to the fourth quarter, and we have a basketball game. After 3 in Atchison, Phoenix 43, Lady Grizzlies 38.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
So we have several players that have reached double figure scoring so far this evening. For Labette County, Caden O'Brien with a huge 9-point third quarter has 15 points. For Atchison, it's 14 this evening for Antio Snoddy and 11 for Presley Simpson. Labette County basketball to begin the fourth quarter. We're underway. Atchison has brought Kira Duncan into the game. Here's about a 10-foot jump shot up, no good. Rebound saved by Labette. Over to the left side. The shot. The long two. She stepped up and put a toe on the line. It's a long two, and it is a three-point game. 43-40. Up court with the basketball. Here comes Atchison. It's Antio Snoddy. Has it stolen away. Down the corner comes the jailbreak. The shot won't go. Rebound tipped out, and it's going to go out of bounds. Which way is it? Official hasn't given us a call yet. It is Labette basketball. 7:24 to go. Back into the game comes Presley Simpson. Atchison's going to take Zayana Seymour out. Labette will go baseline three. Too strong. Rebound underneath to Antiel. Snoddy will come up with the basketball, and Atchison clinging to the three-point lead. Snoddy will bounce it off her foot. It's going to be stolen back. Here comes Labette. The 18-foot runner off the window, no. Offensive rebound, followed home. It's a one-point game. The bucket by Shelby Wilson, 43-42. We've got 7 minutes to go, and we've got a basketball game. This is a 20-point game in the second quarter. Simpson has it. Atchison on offense. Get passed over to the left side. The feed in the middle, stolen by Labette County. Grizzlies bringing it up the floor. 6.5 to go in the game. Into the forward court, left side is going to be Caden O'Brien. They'll go all the way to the baseline left. Back to the wing. Top of the key between the circles. Over to the right side, that's O'Brien. She's on the elbow. cross court to the left, the three, it's good! And for the first time tonight, Labette County's in front. Neva Jones makes it 45-43. Atchison trails by two with 6 minutes to play. Phoenix with the basketball at a baseline jump shot. No good. Air ball. Rebounding it back down. Here come the Grizzlies. Bumping and pushing and shoving. And they're going to call an offensive foul up the floor. Oh, my goodness. That is an interesting call by the official on the near side. And we've got 5:55 to go. Huge break for the Phoenix. Let's see if Atchison is able to capitalize. Out of the game is going to come Kira Duncan. Back in, Ariana Boldridge. Snotty brings it in. Simpson handles it topside, works to the right. Back, it'll go to the left. Presley palms it over. No, there's a makeup call on the other end by the official topside. Back it comes to Labette County. 5:45 to play in the game. Up court with it, Labette. O'Brien. They'll feed into the lane. They dish back. Here's another three. Rolls off. Offensive rebound inside. Pushed up and in. Labette County has really been playing well in the second half. That is right, Ridley. Here's a shot in the middle for Atchison, and they're going to wave it off and say a foul on Labette County before the shot. It is going to be the second on O'Brien. It is only the second of the second half by Labette County. 5:23 to play in the game. 47-43 Atchison, down by four. Inbound pass is going to be lobbed all the way back near midcourt. And Antiel Snotty will feed to the left side. Inside the block, the shot off the window. Nice roll. That's a shooter's roll for Samara Downing. That is the first point for Atchison in the fourth quarter. And back to a two-point game we've come. 47-45. 5 minutes to go. Labette with the basketball. They'll have it right side. O'Brien. Cross court. Big collision. And the official over there throws his arms in the air. He doesn't know what to call. He's had a confusing night. And now he's calling his helpers in. And the official over there walks up and says, jump ball. Head coach Brianna Vollmer for Labette County is just beside herself. The official is trying to go over there and explain. He didn't know what he was doing. 4:57 to go. Now all three officials are over around Coach Vollmer, and she's giving them an earful, and they have nothing but to take it. However, the jump ball works in the favor of the home team, and Atchison will be putting it to play in front of the scorer's table. 4:57 to go. Way up top side. Presley into the lane. 3-4 steps later. Put the shot up, and they're not going to call a travel. Simpson has 13. We're tied at 47. 4:40 to play. Pressure on the up court. They'll break it underneath, and the easy layup off the transition is good. Aubrey Boss, 49-47. Labette County back in front with 4:20 to go. Baseline shot, nope. They're going to call Labette County for the foul. Atchison coming to the free throw line, and Antiel Snotty, who had 10 in the opening half, had four in the fourth, or in the third quarter. We have not had any points from her yet in the fourth, but she's at the line here for two. The first of which is good, and she's got her team back to within a point. 49-48 Labette County. One more shot coming up for Antio. It's on its way. Knocks it right in there. We're tied again at 49. On the other end, again the breakaway layup. It's up and good. And it's a plus one. Atchison is having trouble getting back. And what they're having trouble is defending Aubrey Boss. And here's the thing. Aubrey's not big, not tall, but she is in the right spot every time. The free throw is no good, and Atchison will rebound it down. It is 51-49, Labette County. Here's a three. Good for Ann Teal. Puts her team back in front. The freshman. And now in the backcourt, we have a reach-in foul by Zayana Seymour. Seymour picks up her on my list, third foul. Let's see if... Wait a minute. They're going to call it not on... Let me fix that. It's on Ariana Bulridge. It is not on Zayana. So let's fix that. 52-51 Atchison. 4 minutes to play in the game. Labette County gets across the timeline. Dribbles the ball literally standing in the center circle. Accelerating to the left. Going into the lane. Putting up a shot. And that's the block. A good aggressive move to the rim. And Kaitlyn O'Brien knew what she was doing. Draws the foul. And now she's coming to the free throw line. That is Taira Howard's third foul. The free throw for the tie, and it's there. One more free throw for O'Brien, and this one will be for the lead. That was her 16th point tonight. And she'll get it. It is 53-52. Atchison down one, 3:40 to go. And now, the ball stolen by Labette County. An official on the far side quickly calls for the jump ball. This time possession, Grizzlies. 3.5 minutes to play. Labette County putting it in at the end of the scores table near the Atchison bench. Into the forecourt with it, they will come. Dumping it over to the left side, bringing it out on top to O'Brien. O'Brien way up high, dribbles around to the left, backs away again, looks into the middle, keeps the dribble alive, look away, pass over to the right edge, gets it there to O'Brien, back out on top, 3:10 to go, stepping inside, 15-footer, off the rim once, twice, no good, and an offensive rebound and an Atchison foul. Who do you think got that rebound? That's Aubrey Boss. She has been phenomenal in the second half. And again, Labette County found something. Implemented it at halftime, and it has been a difference maker. This is the third foul of the game for Samara Downing. The free throw is good. Aubrey Boss hits the first and misses the second. The rebound, Labette had it and lost it, and it's out of bounds to Atchison. 54-52. Labette County. 3 minutes to play. This game has just turned into a fantastic finish. Here's Snotty with it. Phoenix with the basketball. Topside Presley. She wants that three but can't get it. Pumps it over to the right side. Here's a three from the right. It's way short. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Aubrey Boss. Here comes Labette County. How patient will they be? They'll dump it over to the right side, take it down to the baseline, feed into the middle. Atchison reaches in. Is that a foul or is that a jump? They're going to call a foul. The foul is going to be on Ariana, and that'll be her third, Atchison's ninth foul. Labette's back at the free throw line. It's 1-1. The first one won't go in. Rebound, Atchison. From now on, though, Labette will be taking two shot fouls, and we're going to get, we got a whistle, we got a foul apparently on Labette County right in front of the Atchison bench. It's going to be the first foul of the game for O'Brien. Atchison will bring it into the right side, trailing by two. Here's a three, Presley, no. Rebound, chased down and saved in the corner. Atchison will skip it over to the left side. It's batted away. It's going to go out of bounds. And back it will go again to Atchison. A 2:20 to play. Every possession, every bounce of the ball, much amplified with 2:20 to go in the game. It is a one-possession lead. Beautiful backdoor inbound layup is good. Nobody picks up Samara Downing, and she's got 10. We're tied again at 54. 2:12 left. It's a deadlock game. 54-54. And now the ball is going to be stolen away. Atchison coming up with it. Sonny down the right side. Pulls up from 15. No. Atchison rebound. Downing all alone. Yes. Samara Downing, a huge fourth quarter. And back out front goes Atchison. 56-54. We're going to get a Grizzly timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. 1:52 to play. It's Atchison 56, Labette County 54.
You're listening to KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, your only source for the latest local news and information. Find us online at mscnews.net.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Welcome back to the Atchison High School Gymnasium. Plenty of room in the gym if you're looking for somewhere to be on a February Friday. It'll be Levette's ball. They'll bring it into the lane. The shot up, off the window. Count that bucket plus one. What a job. The drive by O'Brien. That is her 18th point. And she's coming to the line as she has tied the game. She's coming to the line to look to give the Grizz a lead. It is 56-56. The free throw. Off the rim. No good. Rebound underneath. And now Atchison's going to steal it away. What a great job. And now we're going to get a travel by the Phoenix in the backcourt. A minute 43 to go. Labette County and Atchison. The girls game tied at 56. It'll be Labette ball. They'll bring it on the left side of the lane. The kick comes outside. Grizzlies will set the offense. They'll feed it to the left side of the lane, kick it across, the drive to the baseline, the dish into the lane, and now we're going to get a travel going the other way. A minute and a half to play, and this time it'll be Atchison in control of the basketball. Antio Snoddy, 19 points tonight, brings it up the floor. Now the ball's going to be batted away, it's stolen, and they're going to call a jump ball. They had skipped it into the middle of Tyamer Howard. A defender reached in, tied it up. They'll call a jump ball. Possession, Phoenix, with a minute 23 to go. Antio will inbound in the forecourt. She wants to get it to Presley and does. Simpson has it left side. Simpson goes three. Perfect! Presley Simpson! It's now 59-56. Here's a feed underneath. The shot is up. It rattles, and it is good. It's back to a one-point game. The bucket by Ridley Lynn Stern. And we have a timeout. We're taking a break with Labette County. 1:01 left. It's Atchison 59. The Grizzlies 58.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Good to have you with us here on CARE Radio tonight. Coming out on the court for Atchison, it's going to be Presley Simpson and Antio Snoddy. You're going to have Tyra Howard out of the court. putting the ball in play down at the baseline will be Ariana Boldridge. And rounding it out, Samara Downing. So Coach Reban with his starting five in the game. It'll come into Ann Teal. No surprise there. Snotty's up court fast, down the right side, all the way to the baseline with it. It's going to go Boldridge. She gets trapped down there, and do we get a foul? We do, but here's the big deal. That is only team foul five for Labette County in the second half. Atchison has already committed over 10. So Labette's in the double bonus. Atchison is still not shooting the basketball. It comes into Presley. Simpson dribbles toward the top. Gets doubled up, and there's going to be another foul called. And that is going to be team foul six, and we're at 47 seconds to go. Now, on each subsequent foul, it'll be the one and one for the Phoenix. It'll come into Presley near midcourt. She'll cut her way to the left side, looking around, seeing if she's got anybody chasing her. Gets it away to Antiel. Atchison with the ball. 40 seconds to go, leading by one. They have no intention of shooting. Oh, wide open play underneath and no shots missed. Rebound Labette County. Half a minute to go, and here come the Grizzlies. They'll bring it down. Dump it to the right. Looking into the middle, 25 seconds to go. They'll feed it back over to the left side with 23. 1 point game. The pass in the lane. On the floor once. The dish across. It's on the floor. Roaming around, and Atchison will steal it away, but we got the timeout first. Labette County's going to get a TO. We're taking a break, Joseph. How about this? It'll be Labette basketball. 16 seconds left to score. Atchison 59, Labette County 58.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
With 16 seconds to play, it is a one-point game. Labette County has the ball, trailing by one, putting it in play at their offensive baseline. It'll come in on the left side. They'll bring it over to the edge, 14 seconds left. And we're going to get a jump ball called. It'll belong again to Labette County. 13 seconds to go. Labette will be putting it in play in front of their bench. Down one. Atchison. In the late going of the second quarter, led by 19 points. Labette County is owned the second half. The feed to the baseline left. The kick out on top. Somebody's got to take a shot. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. And there's a foul underneath by Atchison. Well, is there pressure? I cannot even imagine. As Landry O'Brien will come to the line. 2 shots. There are 2 seconds left in the game. You can hear the crowd. The first one to tie. The second would be for a lead. Labette County trails by one. And now the officials are going to have a little powwow and want to make sure they're all on the same page. 2 seconds remain. Officials coming over the scorer's table to make certain that they are. Everybody is clear. 2 shots. And again, Landry O'Brien, she has not had a free throw tonight. She'll take her time. The first one, perfect. It is a 59-59 game. Here we go for the lead and likely a win. It is perfect. O'Brien hits them both. Atchison, 2 seconds. And they're going to get a timeout. The clock never started. And we're going to have to fix that. We're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph. Now, what's going on? Labette County fans have just leaped to their feet again. The clock did not start. Atchison got the ball inbound, got it to midcourt, got a timeout, and the same 2 seconds are on the scoreboard. It's Labette in front, 60-59. Coming up, the guys' game yet. And if it's going to be better than this, it's going to have to be pretty doggone good, Joseph, because this has been a peach. And then, of course, tomorrow, we've got more great basketball. Benedictine and Care on Care Radio 2 and 4. And now there's been a technical call. And coming to the free throw line is Labette County. I don't know against whom, but everybody in the backcourt and Labette County is going to put, again, Landry O'Brien at the free throw line. And they're trying to make sure that everyone, the score is hitting again. We're on the wrong side of the floor because, well, because. And certainly cannot hear the public address, so that is of no aid. At the free throw line is O'Brien. Shot short. She'll get one more shot. One more free throw. Looking to give her team a two-point lead. Again, with 2 seconds left in the game. This one, perfect. It is now 61-59. The ball will be put in play by Labette County at midcourt. They just got to get this thing inbound. They'll bring it in, and immediately a foul by Antiel. 1.7. And two more free throws coming for Labette County. This time, it'll be Caitlin O'Brien coming to the line. Caitlin has struggled. She's missed the last two, but hits that one. It is now 62-59. And one more free throw would salt this thing away. It's out. Rebound Atchison. They'll come. Half-court shot. It's over. Labette County has roared from behind. Overcome a 19-point second quarter deficit to win the girls' game tonight. Final score, Labette County, 62. Atchison, 59. We'll be back to summarize it right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications post-game show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications post-game show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Let's recap the scoring in that ladies' game. What a thrilling game. And again, Atchison explodes to the big lead early, up at halftime by 13, up by 19 in the second quarter. For Labette County, talk about 19 points for Caitlin O'Brien to lead the Grizzlies here this evening. Only player for Labette in double-figure scoring. Right behind her, though, Aubrey Boss. She's the one that they kept working in getting those backdoor layups. She had 9. 6 of 7 in the game for Landry O'Brien. 6 apiece for Neva Jones and Audrey Dewey. It was a 4-point game for both Shelby Wilson and Ridley Lynn at CERN. And 2 tonight for Kinsey Boss and Addison Raywinkle. For the Phoenix, once again, Antiel Snoddy showing great talent. 19 points tonight. Double figures also for Samara Downing's 12. And Presley Simpson with 16. 3 players for the Phoenix in double figure scoring. It drops to Tahira Howard with 6, and then 2 each. Ariana Boldridge, Holly Banks, and Majay Stoves. Your Bank of Atchison player of the game. Man, there's so many that it could be. And because I look up and down. I'm just trying to say I'm going to go. Even in a losing cause, I think Presley Simpson had a fantastic game, 16 tonight. She handled the ball well, shot the ball well. Presley is going to be your Bank of Atchison player of the game. Guys, teams are out warming up. We'll be back. Boys, high school basketball coming up next. Getting the final score in the opener. It was Lamette County 62, Atchison 59. We're kicking it back to Joseph in that Care Sports studio, but don't go away. We have the guys' game right up.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Clear skies tonight with a low of 20.